God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When Jesus came into the ruler's house and he saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, well, I can't pass that up. Everybody say, people making a noise. I mean, know that folk making the most noise are not always the ones in faith. Hooping and hollering and carrying on. I mean, you can be waving your arms and spitting cotton. That don't mean you're in faith. Huh? Faith is not just about how loud you can get, how much noise you can make. Faith is of the heart. With the heart, man believes. So they're making a noise. He said to them, give place. The maid's not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all that land. Thank you, Lord. Go to Luke's account, please. Luke 8. Luke the 8th chapter. And 41. Luke 8, 41. How many believe this happened just like we read it here? Can it happen again? Absolutely. Is God alive? Is he still the same as he's always been? Then why couldn't it happen again? Luke 8 and 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age. Now again, Dr. Luke will give you detail that the others didn't give. He tells you how old she was and that she was his only, one and only daughter. I like reading Dr. Luke. And he said, well, it was the Holy Ghost through Luke, you see. But, you know, the Holy Ghost uses your personality. The sanctified parts of it, that is. He does. You know, you're going to be you throughout eternity. Yeah, you are. Now, you're going to be more like Jesus. You're going to be conformed to the likeness of Christ, but you're not going to lose your identity, and I'm not going to lose mine. We're not going to meld into this singular cosmic consciousness and lose our identity. That's all error and cultish stuff. It's not true. It's not Bible. Somebody said, will we know one another in heaven? Well, do you know one another down here? Because that's the same folk that's going to be there. And they're not going to change into an angel. That'd be a demotion. And they're not going to change into somebody else or something else. They will be them improved. Glorified. Amen. Them magnified and multiplied by I don't know how much in Christ. But God made us each unique because he wanted to manifest. You know, there is a part of him that comes through us distinctly and better than anybody else in the world. A part of him. And when you see all of us, you see him. Don't know if I'm expressing that properly or not. But there's some things about his nature and his personality that come through certain vessels the most distinctly above others. That's why he'll use certain ones to do certain things. And we need to recognize that we're just a part, a member of the body of Christ. We're not the whole body of Christ. And God doesn't have to use us to do and say everything.
Amen.
And if we would develop like we should, then as things are happening, we'd stop in the middle and go, oh, no. Brother so-and-so ought to do that because, I mean, that's his grace. He shines over there. Let Sister so-and-so say that. Because God says that in a different way through her.
Amen.
You know what? We say, boy, that's their area. Well, their grace.
Yes.
God in them. If it's something that we're enamored with and go, wow, that is wonderful. We're seeing a facet of God's infinite being and character through them.
Amen.
And you put us all together, you begin to see all the multifaceted wonder and splendor of God. Keep reading. They were all waiting for him. And 41, ruler of the synagogue, fell down at Jesus' feet, besought him he would come to his house. And what did Jesus do? We already read it. He left and came to the house. For he had one only daughter, 12 years of age. She lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Now skip down to 49. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered and said, fear not, believe only, and she what? Well, that's what Jairus said, wasn't it? Sounds very familiar, doesn't it? She shall be made whole. I want to make a statement. I want you to think about it. If you say what God says, he will do what you say.
Yeah. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
If you say what God said over you and over your life, if you let it come through your mouth and you say it, it gives him a legal right to do what you said. Now, he's not obligated to do everything you say. You can say some stuff that's goofy. But did you hear what I said? If you say what he said, he will do what you say.
Amen.
You can see that right here, can't you? Jairus, what did he say? If you'll come and lay your hand on her, she shall live. She'll live. She'll be all right. Next thing we hear Jesus saying, she'll be whole.
Amen.
Shall be whole. Shall live. Why? He has a legal right to say it and do it because this man in the earth believes him and gives him his words to work with. People have made statements that aren't correct. If you say them that way and eliminate other truths, they say, well, God's God. He can do anything he wants to, anytime he wants to. It don't make any difference what men think or what men want or what men believe. God is God. He can do anything he wants to in a man's life. I disagree. Don't you believe God is almighty? I do. Well, then he can do anything he wants to in a man's life. Not according to his word.
Sorry.
Don't you understand that the most important thing of all is for everybody on this planet to be born again and to miss hell? Don't you know there's nothing that compares with that? How many believe that is his will?
Yes.
Is that the will of God forever? Then why doesn't he make everybody get saved? If he's God, he can do anything he wants to. It's his will. Why doesn't he do it? That's not how he set it up. He's given man a free will. Man must believe him, must give him his faith, give him his words. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart, God's raised him from the dead. Now God's got a legal right to come into you and change your insides. If you don't, he doesn't. Yeah, he has the power to do it, but he's not going to override your will. He's not going to go contrary to how he set it up in his word. So he does require something of us in order for him to have a legal right to work in our life. There's all kind of things that God wants to do for us, desires to do for us, maybe I should say. But he must have our cooperation. We must agree with him. You know, confession means saying the same thing. We believe in confession around here. I think you know that. Right? You believe in confession? Have you found out that it's important? Well, you look up the word in the New Testament and you find it literally means saying the same thing. This goes back to what we just got through saying. If you'll say what he said, He'll do what you say. What if he said that he'll supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus? If he said that, what is confession? That's me agreeing with him, right? I say, okay, you said you'd supply all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm agreeing with you. I'm believing you're big enough to do it, and I believe you can do it. I believe you're not a liar. You'll do what you told me you'd do. So I'm saying, you will supply all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. You're saying what he said. Amen. You're agreeing with him. Amen. He has a legal right to perform the words you spoke. Amen. And to supply all your needs. But if you're saying all this, well, you just never know, and whatever the Lord wants, maybe it's not his. Maybe he wants me to be poor, and he's working out something in it, and we just don't understand, and you just never know. Did he say you just never know?
No.
Can you find that in the Bible?
No.
That he said, well, concerning you, you just never know. Then you're in disagreement with him. Keep reading. He said, fear not. Everybody say, fear not. Fear not, believe only, and she shall. You hear how faith talks? Shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and mother of the maiden, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she's not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out. Everybody say, he put them all out. Say it again. He put them out. Read it right out of the Bible. Now, verse 54. Verse 54 says, and he put them all out. I want you to say it with me three times. He put them all out. Again. He put them all out. Now, let me just stop. There was family there, too, you know. There was Aunt Minnie and Uncle Bob, and there were ministers from the church they went to.
Yep.
Huh?
That's right.
And people that had visited them. Huh? And people that had brought chicken soup and banana cake. And Grandma was there. Did you hear me?
Yep.
And what did he do? How many of them? Come on, tell me one more time. He put them all out. Put them all out. Would it be true today that sometimes you need to put them all out?
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Now see, that's why we're doing this study, because nobody has ever come up with a better and a more successful way of ministering to the sick than Jesus. Right? You can't improve on this. If you want to get results, you have to do it the way he did it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Jairus' Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R725. That's R725, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God who gives me